T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Advocates are urging New York City voters to head to the polls over the next few weeks. And while you're there, don't forget to turn the ballot over to vote on 5 ballot questions.
WCBS's Steve Burns is taking a look at those ballot questions, and he's with us now. Steve, it seems question one is getting the most attention right now, and that deals with redistricting. What changes would it make?
Yeah, guys, this question is actually several proposals rolled into one around the redistricting process, where lawmakers redraw the boundaries of legislative districts after the census, obviously ripe for controversy given concerns about gerrymandering. For the current situation in Albany, this would essentially lower the number of votes they need in the legislature to approve a new map. It would cap the number of state senators at 63. In the past, lawmakers have kind of messed around with that number to benefit the party in power. It would also count incarcerated people based on where they live, not where they are behind bars. Some good government groups are on board with all of this, like Common Cause New York. They say we need one uniform standard, no matter who's in charge. Others, like the League of Women Voters, are worried that this basically cements one-party control in Albany and weakens the influence of whichever party's in the minority. And on that point, Republican leadership in Albany has come out against this. They've basically characterized this as a power grab by Democrats. So all in all, pretty convoluted measure here, but it could have some significant consequences.
A couple of the other ballot questions look to make voting more accessible around voter registration and absentee ballots. What's the feeling on those, Steve?
Yeah, there seems to be some widespread support on those two measures. The one on voter registration would do away with the deadline to register to vote. Right now, it's 10 days before the election. That would essentially pave the way for same-day registration, where someone can register to vote on election day. The other one would allow anyone to request an absentee ballot. Right now, New York law still requires someone to have a valid excuse to get a mail-in ballot. You have to prove that you are going to be out of town, or that you're sick, or taking care of someone who's sick. For the past couple elections, they have allowed voters to use the pandemic as an excuse, which temporarily opened up absentee voting to everyone. This question would make that change permanent.
And finally, there are two other questions dealing with the court system and the environment. What do those entail?
Right. On the court change, pretty straightforward question there about who goes to civil court versus Supreme Court. Not a whole lot of controversy there. And on the environment, the question would establish that New Yorkers have a right to clean water and clean air. Of course, environmental advocates are all for it. We have seen statements, though, from some who are worried this could open the floodgates for all kinds of lawsuits in the future.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.